Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. This weekend in the Twin Cities is the 7th annual Northern Spark Arts Festival, happening along the new Green Line Metro Transit train, all the way from downtown St. Paul to downtown Minneapolis. More than 70 artists involved with 7 stops full of art activities. And the festival goes all night, starting Saturday, June 10th at sundown, ending at sunrise on Sunday morning. We welcome Sarah Peters to Radio Gallery, co-director of the festival, joining us to share more about the event.
Northern Spark is an annual dusk to dawn multidisciplinary free art festival that takes place in the Twin Cities on the second Saturday of June. We work with artists to enliven public spaces and maybe spaces that are familiar, but you don't usually go there at 3 o'clock in the morning, or spaces that are unfamiliar, like underneath a bridge or perhaps a neighborhood that you don't normally go to. And we support artists to install work in those spaces as a one-night celebration of really the creativity of Minnesota.
So attending the festival, it is exploring the unexplored and finding art along the way?
I would say that it's about exploring the city and seeing the city in a new light, where people are out in the streets and art is in the public. That's not the normal way that we experience our city. And Northern Spark takes a little bit of a different shape every year. And this year, we're excited to be presenting work in 7 neighborhoods that are adjacent to the Green Line Metro Transit light rail. So this festival spans the Twin Cities for the first time since our inaugural festival in 2011. And so we go from Lower Town St. Paul down the line through to downtown Minneapolis with 5 stops in between. It's a bit of a journey. People will be getting on and off the train, but the easy thing is that as long as you get to the Metro Transit Green Line, you'll find the festival. We have maps that we're giving out that are also a free train pass. So as long as you have a map, you don't have to pay to ride the train.
Tell us what kind of art installment or media people will find along the way.
So one of the things I'm excited about this year is that we are collaborating with the Asian Economic Development Association in the Little Mekong area at the Western Stop to put Northern Spark on the same night as the night market, and is a night market like you might find in Southeast Asia, which is a place in the world that many neighbors in the Little Mekong neighborhood call home originally. And so there's food vendors. That's a very delicious festival, and stages with performers and art vendors. And there's several artists that we are supporting in the Little Mekong area who are looking at the theme of this year's festival, which is climate chaos, people rising, and issues about climate change, and are looking at the way that water functions within that, and water from the perspective of their cultural lens. And one of the projects is a big, long fabric river that will have poetry and performance throughout the night. And Little Africa is launching the first annual Little Africa Film Festival. So we're turning the street into an outdoor cinema. You could go down to Lower Town and sneak your way into a back alley and find the Green Market Movers, which is a moving box truck from the future where green things are illegal.
Do you have any tips to enjoying as much of the festival as possible?
Yeah, I do have tips for enjoying Northern Spark. In many ways, preparing for Northern Spark is sort of like preparing to go on a day hike. You want to have comfortable shoes. You want to make sure you're not carrying too much in your backpack so it's not too heavy. You want to dress for the weather. Even if it's a beautiful, sunny, hot day, it does get cool in the evening. I also recommend bringing snacks with you. Lines at food trucks can get long, although we have a lot of food vendors. One of the things that is consistent with our theme this year is none of the food vendors are allowed to sell bottled water. And so we are giving out recycled water bottles at the Northern Spark info tent, and there's water stations along the way for people to fill up those water bottles. So staying hydrated, make sure you eat, be ready for adventure, be ready to fill up on wonder and inspiration, and in some cases, challenge.
Northern Spark 2017 happens in Minneapolis and St. Paul, with 7 stops along the Green Line. More information at KUMD.org. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with music by Willie Murphy. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.